to do pulling the crops out harvest time?
Well, from here, we're going to go to Hancock and then to Starbuck, and then we're heading up northeast of Fargo and all the way up to Grand Forks, North Dakota with this team. We also have a team in North Dakota that started in western part of the state, and they are working easterly, and so they have gone through the Dickinson area, Bismarck, North Dakota area, and they are southeast of there now, and they will head on north of Jamestown by Kensel and up by Devil's Lake, and so they're roaming around the North Dakota state. And for to clarify this for how this works for people, that we don't just have, this is not just a group of volunteers traveling around, coming in and helping. We have equipment that is sponsored by RDO Equipment Company, John Deere Equipment. They provide that all free of charge to Farm Rescue, and we have other sponsors like Walmart and Seeds 2000, several companies, over 100 of them, you can view it on our website, that put in funding for Farm Rescue. And the next question people might wonder is anyone making money on this? Well, there is not. I am the president and founder of Farm Rescue. However, I receive no money. I'm actually a Boeing 747 captain for UPS Airlines. And my board of directors are all volunteers. The people in the field are volunteers. So no one's making any money, nor do we give out any money to farmers. So this is not to help farmers that have financial problems or such. And it's not to help out real big farmers either. This is to help the family farm that had an injury or illness, and they just need some help to get through the season.
And when you were talking about we're going here, we're going there, when do you guys get a break?
Well, it's pretty busy in the spring. They get a short break in the summer, and then, of course, in the winter they get a break. And for me, it's particularly busy, and other volunteers that have full-time jobs. Many of our volunteers are retired, and so they come and help, and they have a little more flexible schedule. But for myself and the other ones that have full-time jobs, they are coming and volunteering for weeks at a time, and they also have their full-time job. Most of them use their vacation time to come and volunteer at Farm Rescue.
Do you always need more volunteers, or are you good?
Well, we can always use, we won't turn anyone away, but we do have a lot of people that have stepped forward. Boy, I would say that in our volunteer database, I know we have well over 500 volunteers, and we actively only use about 50 at a time. So, in various capacities, that's not just operating equipment. There's driving trucks, moving equipment, driving grain trucks and harvesting, and also working on a website, also even designing brochures for the organization. And people can purchase things to help support Farm Rescue, such as caps or blankets on our website. Those are all made by volunteers.
Now, do you have positions for the ever-popular gopher position?
Yes. We always have a position. We always have that position open, yes.
Ever someone that can't drive a green truck? Or...
That's right. So we always got that position for people to run errands for us and do things, yes.
Now, what about your field meals? You got your cook lined up?
Well, the farm families are, if they're able, if they're not in the hospital or such, they usually take good care of us when the crew comes in, as is tradition with most people. They serve food for us. Otherwise, we have to run to town and get some food and such. So no, we don't have a whole crew wagon there or for food or such.
I hope you brought your winter jacket along this morning.
Yeah, it is amazingly cold. I was just I don't know when summer is going to get here. Hopefully soon.
I don't know. And now up in the Red River Valley, it's a little wet up there. Are you concerned about that?
Well, yes. The team down here, which is our South Dakota and Minnesota team, we are making very good progress. Matter of fact, we are far ahead of the North Dakota team, almost double the number of cases we've completed. And part of that is due to... North Dakota has been flooded very severely this year. The whole state is flooded, not just the Red River Valley. And moving equipment around and getting the work done, has slowed us up quite a bit. Matter of fact, last spring we planted for 28 farm families free of charge, and this year we cut it back to 22. But the difference is we started planting on April 7th last year, and this year we started on May 4th. So we're doing almost as many cases in half the time, so it's very busy for us. And then harvest season will start soon, and we do accept applications for harvesting also. And if anyone knows anyone that needs assistance, they should give us a call at Farm Rescue, and I'll give you the number right now. It's 701-252-2017. And they can request an application. It can be mailed to them, or they can get it online. And let us know if yourself or if anyone that you know might need help with harvesting.
All right. Well, like I say, I could ask you questions to no end, but I'm sure you've got to get going this morning.
Well, that's yes, we do need to go. I got any other questions you have?
I don't know. Adam, you got any more?
No, I just would say I think what you're doing is really great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate the support from the public. Anything from volunteers to donations. Donations are tax deductible and such. And if people want to watch what Farm Rescue, what we're doing, our progress, you can go to farmrescue.org. The right top corner is Where is Farm Rescue Now? You can actually follow us, and you can actually see the cases we're doing. And there's some video of each case we're doing, just a short blip testimonial from the farm family. So it's about a 2 or 3 minute video. And you can watch that at every case throughout this whole spring and harvest season and see where we're at and see what people are saying about Farm Rescue.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate all your work out here.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.